It's Adam and Haley in the morning. Thanks so much for listening to us.
The music update, the Daily Haley, Team Adam, Team Haley, everything you missed this morning right here.
Adam and Haley in the morning on demand starts right now.
It's 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country on Adam and Haley in the morning at 6:30. I kind of wanted to know if parents go over the top for their kids for anything. It could be from doing chorus to doing sports or any accomplishment they make, because I am all about it. And some look at me like, that's a little too much, man.
I don't think it's too much. I love that you did this. Now, I will say I never did anything like this with my parents when I like moved swim teams and stuff, but I still think it's awesome that you did it for Piper.
So what, she's in competitive cheer and this will be her fourth year, and she is really, really pumped about this upcoming season. Now, on Friday, found out what teams she's on. This is new.
And this was after she did a big audition, right? Like a big tryout where she was pretty nervous. She had to go in. She had to, I'm guessing, perform, do some cheer stuff. And then you guys were just waiting on that email. But what do you mean that she made teams? I'm confused by the two teams.
You can make two teams. You can do, it's called a crossover. So you're good enough to be on two separate teams that have two different levels and two skill sets. Well, that happened. So that means more money, by the way.
Of course.
Of course it does.
I didn't even think about the financial part.
She knew that we were getting all the info on Friday and had to keep it a secret because we had baseball on Saturday. And Friday, I was working, obviously, at the Stripers, so couldn't get that done. So after the baseball game on Saturday, it was really cool. Decided to do this big setup with balloons and stuffed animals and flowers. Now, the stuffed animals and flowers are the colors of the teams they represent.
Oh, that's really cute. I thought that's what was going on when I saw the pictures.
And then you put in two purple bags, which is the gym's colors, the printed photo of you made the team, who your coaches are. And I did a little video, and I'm going to put those up later at Your Georgia Country on our Facebook so you guys can see kind of what it's all about. But she had no idea until she saw the two bags that she had made two teams.
That's so
and
exciting.
She made two. She made B-52s and Runaways. And at the gym she does, their team names are after bands. So obviously B-52s, Athens.
Yeah,
you know.
That's cool.
And then so that's kind of how that works. And oh my goodness. And that's all she could talk about.
Aww.
And it's really cool. I will tell you though that this is going to be 5 days a week of practice.
Wow.
5 days a week. And I said, Are you sure you want to do this? So what's going to happen is going to try it out for a week or two just to see if she can handle all 5 days and then go from there. But obviously that's one of those things that kind of we'll put that ahead and wait for her to decide that. I think everything will be fine though.
How will that work when she starts competing? Because on competition days, will she now compete twice on the same day, different competitions?
If you know anything about competitive cheer, it's like an all day thing. Yeah, she'll compete twice, and one maybe the early morning and one maybe at later on. So it's going to be an all-day thing. So,
but this is great for her because she loves it, right? So she's able to do what she loves more, do the cheerleading more. And she's a flyer. So will she do the flying on both teams?
That's what I'm guessing. She has a lot of the same coaches she's always had. So, and a lot of the same girls are on some of these teams. So that's kind of cool. She's not going to be like, oh, the first one, you know, the only one she knows is this girl. There's going to be a lot of them.
That's so exciting. And I think you did a great job with the reveal. I think that was awesome.
I want to know if other parents go all out for their kids' reveals or just whatever accomplishment that they have. We're at 800-849-1061. That's 800-849-1061. We'd love to hear some of the over-the-top stuff you've done for your kids when they get these, awards or the accomplishments. We'd love to hear those.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello there.
Good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning. Yeah.
We may now begin our day.
Yay! Time to wake up, North Georgia.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
It's time.
The people need to know.
For the Daily Haley.
Haley.
Wake up!
Now. Here's Haley.
Honestly, lots of really sad news over the weekend. It felt like it was just story after story. Sending our thoughts and prayers to the family and friends of NBA legend Bill Walton. Bill passed away at the age of 71 after losing his battle with cancer, and we got word of this weekend. He played four seasons of his career in Portland, where he won his first of two NBA titles and an NBA MVP award before moving on to the Clippers and the Celtics. You might also know him from his broadcasting career with ESPN, especially if you're a younger fan. So just an absolute legend. This is really, really devastating, especially for the family. His wife, Lori, his four sons, definitely just praying for all of them.
He was great on ESPN for years doing college basketball. Very unique, would wear tie-dye shirts Instead, you know, the broadcasters wear suits and he wears tie-dye shirts to it. It was awesome, though.
So sad. Yeah. So sad that he passed, and we're just continuing to pray for everybody that knew and loved him. More devastating news this weekend. Saturday, we got word that PGA Tour golfer Grayson Murray had passed away suddenly. At the time, it was released that the death was caused by some sort of illness. On Sunday, his parents released a statement that read, "Life wasn't always easy for Grayson, and although he took his own life, we know he rests peacefully now." Grayson has been really open with his struggles with mental illness. This was actually him in an interview recently, and it just hits home now.
Yeah, my parents have been through, hell and back, basically, for the last 6 years with me, fighting some mental stuff, and it's not easy on me and the people around me that love me. They don't like to see me down, and they've been my number one supporters, and everyone has their battles, and people are able to hide them and function, and sometimes you're not.
Oh, it's so hard hearing him say that, and now knowing how this all happened, it's devastating. You never know what somebody's going through behind the scenes, and it's just a reminder that you always need to continue to be kind and to give people the benefit of the doubt.
And it doesn't matter what success anybody has.
Yeah.
You can have it anybody.
It's so true. If you or someone you know is struggling or in crisis, help is available. You can call or text 988 or chat 988lifeline.org. And the official trailer for Celine Dion's documentary is out. I am so excited to see this because she has been through so much. That documentary is called I Am Celine Dion. It will stream on Amazon. Ever since she was diagnosed with stiff person syndrome, we've just been wondering how her career was going to shake out, but it seems like she just continues to fight and to make it through. This was a little bit of that trailer that she released for that documentary.
It's hard to cancel a show. I'm working hard every day, but I have to admit, it's been a struggle. I miss it so much. The people. I miss them. If I can't run, I'll walk. If I can't walk, I'll crawl.
Oh, she says at the end, "I won't stop."
Man.
And it's just so devastating to think about this with her. She is such an icon. Stiff person syndrome is really, really rare. And I know a lot of people don't know much about it. So just seeing her deal with this and this documentary, I think it will bring a lot of awareness to it.
And you know, Celine Dion was really the first person after Elvis Presley to have residencies in Vegas, and which really kicked off the new, you know, everybody has a residency now. She was like one of the first that they actually built an arena just for her to do her residency there. Unbelievable.
That's insane. Yeah. She is an absolute legend, and just hoping that she continues to fight like she has been for so long. And I'm curious to see this documentary and learn more about what she's dealing with. That will come out on Amazon Prime June 25th. And Mike Tyson is supposedly doing great. That's what his team is saying, but he had a big medical emergency on his flight from Miami to LA on Saturday. His team member said, quote, "He became nauseous and dizzy due to an ulcer flare-up 30 minutes before landing." Really serious stuff. They also said he is appreciative to the medical staff that was there to help him and jumped into action. I don't know any more details on this. No other details have been released, but hoping that he's okay. It seems like he is. He's still set to fight Jake Paul July 10th in a boxing match that will stream on Netflix. So hopefully everything will be fine for that, too.
All right. Hopefully everything's good for you today. We'll have nice weather, sun, and 84 degrees.
Music.
Here we go.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
Music.
Update.
So I called this when we were talking about this last week. Something was weird about Morgan Wallen's bar supposed to be opening Memorial Day weekend in Nashville. We didn't really hear anything about the opening, and people were still expecting it to open. I thought it was fishy that the bar hadn't made a post, like, getting everybody excited about it, and it turns out I was right in the situation. The bar did not end up opening in Nashville. It was postponed last minute. Now, the bar Instagram account didn't actually end up posting anything, but the group, the restaurant group that owns the bar, put out a statement that said, quote, "When we open, we want this bar to be an exceptional experience for guests. Unfortunately, the process requires more time, and we are not able to open and provide that experience this Memorial Day weekend. Rest assured, it will be well worth the wait."
I kind of envision there just being like a piece of paper that said all of that on the front while people go up to the door like, "What?
What's
can't
going
get in.
On?
Yeah,
no,
why can't I get in?"
This is a huge deal. And obviously people are wondering if this has anything to do with the city council in Nashville vetoing Morgan Wallen's neon sign that he wanted to put out front the bar, which we talked about last week.
I bet. And Morgan's the type of guy that's going to rebel. You know what I'm saying? He's going to do it his own way.
I don't know, though. I mean, I don't know if he would do this to the fans. I feel like this was kind of out of his control. This kind of stuff happens all the time where restaurants get postponed with opening. But obviously, you have people that traveled into Nashville for this or planned their trips to Nashville around being able to go to this bar. So people were complaining in the comments on their social media.
Yeah, where do we find those at?
You can see all of those comments, all the complaints at yourgeorgiacountry.com/morning. And Jelly Roll ran his first ever 5K earlier this month, and he is already committed to doing another one. He's on his fitness and health journey. Feels like it won't stop for him. He was actually in the pool swimming, which is his morning workout, getting some laps in, when his wife, Bunny, posted this video of him.
5K by Turkey Day, baby.
5K by Turkey Day?
It's hard to hear him because he was literally swimming while she was taking the video, but he screams, 5K by Turkey Day, baby. So he's got another 5K that he's wanting to put on the calendar before
that's
Thanksgiving.
Awesome. Wow, that's awesome. And hey, make the healthy choices. I haven't done a 5K in years, so now I'm starting to feel a little terrible about this.
Well, if Jelly Roll can do it, I guarantee you that you can, because you're carrying a lot less weight than Jelly Roll's carrying around.
Excellent stuff. Hey,
you need to make it happen.
Sunshine and 84, maybe run a 5K today. 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. It's Adam and Haley in the morning at 7:30. In about 30 minutes, you need the $1,000 for whatever you want to use it for. We got it coming up, and pay your bills, and that'll come up right at 8 o'clock. Thinking about all the jobs that I've had in the past, it hasn't been actually too many since I started working in radio. So I had to really think back to high school, Haley.
It's funny. I feel like high school or those young adult years are where you have those jobs where it's really questionable.
Yeah, and it's fine. I mean, everybody can't be perfect at everything like Haley. But I will say that I was really bad at one thing, and that was doing the fry machine at Arby's.
What made you bad at the fry machine? How are you even bad at a fry machine?
Every time I tried to pour the fries in, they're frozen. They would fall out and go all over the floor, all over the counter where you pour them in. Or they would go into the fry without going into the big basket. I would always burn them. I'd forget that the beeper comes on. I would burn the fries. I also would sometimes spill them when I'm turning them over, trying to get into where you scoop them out.
Would the manager yell at you, like
yes.
the people that worked with you?
Yeah, so then it was doing something with the beef, and I was terrible at that. So maybe
they moved you to the hamburgers.
Maybe it was the entire experience that was terrible at, not just the fries.
Maybe you're just not good at cooking, because I feel like it can't be hard to
lie.
Cook a frozen hamburger. Like, how could you mess that up?
Well, they don't have at Arby's. They got beef.
Oh,
you gotta remember,
true.
It's a little different.
It's a little bit different.
Yeah, see?
It's a little bit special, but don't you just have to heat it up?
I'm not going into that.
I'm not going to expose Arby's.
I am not doing that. Come on now. But in any event, I was terrible at it, and I was miserable doing it. And I remember the way I got out of working at Arby's. They kept scheduling me during football games that I played football in high school. I'm like, I can't work anymore. They kept scheduling me, so I just got like quit.
You got an easy out. Yeah. Isn't it funny, though, how there's tough parts of every job? Like, that's why I always remind myself, like, give people grace when they're working somewhere, because even at a fast food place, it could be difficult. I've never worked in fast food, but I will never forget. I was so humbled when I worked in retail in college. I worked at like a boutique clothing store. When I tell you, I could not figure out how to do a return. That is not easy. It's not easy. I would sit behind the register. I remember so vividly my first time being in the store by myself. I was terrified. I'm like, please don't let anyone need a return tonight. Like, just let me make it to close. I can check people out normally, but if somebody comes in with a return, I'm going to have to call my boss. It's going to be a whole ordeal. Somebody came up to the counter. Excuse me, ma'am. Like, I need to do a return. I'm like, okay.
Hyperventilating.
I'm going to scan this, and then I'm going to hit this button, and then I'm going to... I messed the whole thing up, had to call my boss. They had to come in. I, like, broke the cash register. I never learned how to do it. Eventually, I just quit because I couldn't handle the stress of trying to do a return.
You would think that would be easier. Like, there's a button that just says return, and then you just type in the amount it is, and there you go.
It's not easy. It's not. And now when I try to return things at a store and I see the person at the register, like, struggling a little bit, I'm like... You've been there, you've done that. And then if I see someone who does it really well, like they get the return done in a few minutes, I'm thinking to myself, their IQ is higher than mine for sure.
How did you do that? So what job were you just not good at? We want to know at 800-849-1061. What job was it? Where were you at? Or you could post it on the Your Georgia Country Facebook page. Our number is 800-849-1061. Yeah, back to Adam and Haley in the morning. We were talking about jobs that you've had in the past that you were just terrible at 800-849-1061 and on Facebook.
Travis and Peggy on Facebook said that Travis worked for a collection agency for 1 year and hated it.
Yikes.
She said he's too sweet and kind-hearted to tell people they need to pay their bill. He also had to go and repossess their cars. That's
The
kind of job that you want to be in if you're one of those people that hates like confrontation.
No.
Because you're going to be doing it constantly. Debbie on Facebook says, a waitress. I'm telling you, I've never been a waiter or a waitress, but I think that is one of the hardest jobs. Every time I'm sitting at a restaurant and all the tables are full, I'm thinking to myself, I don't know how these people are managing all of this. And then people are complaining and being rude. I could never do that job.
I'd lose my mind on this one. Who is this and where are you living at?
Hey, it's Susan from Kilmer. Receptionist at a medical health insurance place.
What part of it didn't you like and weren't you good at?
The people calling and cussing you out because they didn't get their claim accepted. I couldn't do it.
It's like you're supposed to be the nice one who's like, excuse me, ma'am, we will get you all the information we need. We'll get this all worked out.
No. So now I work in a job I love and I go outside. I work with plants. Stuff, so I found my calling.
Much better.
Are much better than people. Yeah. I totally get it.
Yes.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country on Adam and Haley in the morning, about 3 minutes away, and we're going to get you into Zach Bryan at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We're looking for the jobs you were terrible at.
Tracy on Facebook says sales. Sales is one that I also feel like I would not be good at because you're constantly having to talk to people and sugarcoat people. I don't know.
Is that what we do? No.
I don't know if we really sugarcoat anything. I don't think that's really in our nature.
Good morning. Who is this and where are you from?
Hi, Adam. This is Jessica. I live in Monroe. I worked for a collection agency and I had to call some people and collect money. The employer wanted me to be mean to the people over the phone and not threaten them in any way, but just kind of be a little bit forceful. And I'm just not that type of person. And so after about 2 or 3 months, after one of my supervisors yelled at me that morning, I went home at lunch and emailed my boss and told him I wasn't coming back.
Oh, wow. What does it sound like when you're asking for money? What's that like?
Give me your money.
I feel like it's a good thing to be bad at that job. Like, that means you're a nice person.
Oh, good. Thank you, Haley.
Thanks for calling in, Jessica. We know you're a nice person.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. Team Adam, Team Haley. Sponsored by Mark's Bain Real Estate.
The following program is based on speculation and conjecture.
It's time to pick a side.
We came up with this one pretty easily today and disagreed pretty quickly on this. Jelly Roll has decided to do another 5K. Obviously, heard that earlier today. And I am a huge runner. Like, I love to run. I ran in college, in high school. I still occasionally do. And really, he's motivated me to do more. So, Team Adam is, you love to run. Absolutely love to get out and run. It's healthy choices. There's no other way to put it, but it's healthier to run than not to run.
Okay, we're not arguing if it's healthy or not, though. We're arguing whether or not you enjoy it.
Right, and I enjoy it.
I completely agree with you. It is healthy. That's why people do it. I do it because I want to be healthy, but I hate every single solitary second of it. The moment that my body starts to move faster than a walk, it's like I am completely miserable. I don't experience runner's high that people talk about. I've never had that experience in my life. And I think that most people, pretty much everyone, is going to be with me on this one. Nobody enjoys it.
Well, you've never experienced it because you've never really ran before. And that's why I love it.
I have ran before.
I love because you get the runner's high. I love because it's a healthy choice. I love to do it. I get to decompress. There's so many things. If I had the time, I could talk the rest of the show of why I like to run. Unfortunately, I can't, because I would, because we only have so much time. But running really is a relaxing thing for me, and I love to run. And Team Adam, we gonna win this one today.
I'm telling you, when I start to run, I immediately start to feel like I'm gonna throw up. And that feeling does not leave until I stop running.
What?
Actually, it continues throughout the day. Like, once I stop running, I still feel like I'm going to throw up. It's the worst feeling ever.
It's because you're out of shape, Haley.
I might be out of shape. Whatever it is, I'm telling you, the times that I have been in my best shape, I've still felt this way running. I don't think it matters. I can't run for a mile. I can't run for 5 miles. I don't enjoy it at all.
Team Adam is love to run. Team Haley is hate to run. Our number is 800-849-1061, all right? 800-849-1061, or you can go to the Your Georgia Country Facebook page. We posted it right there. Hit us with a comment. Team Adam and Team Haley this morning. Obviously, Jelly Roll is making the healthy choice, and he loves to run now. I mean, he's doing everything right. Going to do another 5K. I am the same way. I love to run. Love running in high school, college, to this day. And Team Adam is love to run. Team Haley is hate to run.
Let's be real. Yeah, Jelly Roll's doing another 5K, but I don't think he loves to run.
That man loves everything he does.
He's doing it because he wants to be healthy, and I respect that and appreciate that. I do the same exact thing. I do run. I hate every second of it. Alicia on Facebook says, Team Adam, I enjoy the time to think. Now, here's my problem with this, Alicia. When I'm running, I am so out of breath. I can't breathe. I can't focus on anything but just trying to stay alive. Like, there's no time to think about anything but staying alive.
All right, good morning, Team Adam and Team Haley. What you got for us?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's Team Haley, definitely, because I'll tell you, I'm one of the types that you see me running, you better start going, because it's about ready to hit the fan.
Running is like a last resort option, right? There's no other choice but to run.
Exactly.
I don't honestly know if I can even run. I think most of the time when I think I'm running, I'm actually like slowly jogging.
I ran when I was younger in military and all that stuff, and I hated every second of it.
All right, Team Adam and Team Haley, 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. Of course, Team Adam loves to run. Love everything about it. Team Haley hates to run. And which one are you voting for at 800-849-1061?
Andy on Facebook says, I agree it's healthy, but extremely painful. Team Haley. Raquel says, Team Adam, I love to run. Kristen says, Team Haley. Christy says, Team Adam, runner's high. I, again, have never experienced that runner's high. I would love for somebody to explain that to me. What does it feel like?
It feels like you're invincible, literally. So what will happen is you're running and you'll get pushed through like the midway point of a really long race or whatever you think is long as a run. And all of a sudden you get this feeling of energy and it's almost like you're in suspended motion. That's what I love about it. I can't believe you've never had this before.
I actually think the opposite happens to me. I think right towards the middle of the run, I actually experience runner's low where I start hating my life. You push through it. Wanting to die and thinking about the fact that I need to go home and get in bed and take a nap.
I haven't done a full marathon, but I've done half marathons and they are just awesome when you hit that runner's high.
Awesome.
Come on
half
along
marathon?
Next one. Yeah, come on.
Is that like 13 miles? 13? No, thank you. Pass.
No, not into it.
Not doing it.
Good morning, Team Adam, Team Haley.
Hey, good morning. I'm Team Adam.
All right, I got one.
Who's this and where are you calling from?
Sabrina from Claremont. I love to run, but I can't anymore because of all my back surgeries, but I sure do miss it.
Think the running is what caused you to have all those back surgeries or no, unrelated stuff?
No. No, it's hereditary.
Oh, no. Yeah, I hate to hear that you're going through that, especially since you enjoy running because you might be one of the only people that enjoys it.
I love to see nature.
If you go on the trails, it's awesome to see nature, to see the foliage, to see the animals. And I told Haley earlier, the Peachtree Road Race is enormous. And she's like, oh, you're the only one that likes to run. Those people love to run if you want to run in that because you got to go downtown and all that traffic.
I can also see nature and enjoy nature by just driving around or just walking those trails.
You hear this?
I can see all the beautiful nature that way.
Hey, 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country on Team Adam and Team Haley. Looking for the people that love to run? Get on Team Adam's team today. And Team Haley has the people that hate to run.
You better keep looking because Tiffany on Facebook says, if I'm running, something is chasing me and it's probably going to win anyways. Charity on Facebook says, Team Haley, it literally hurts me to run. If I'm running, I'm running to food and Jesus. That's it. And
honestly, it's
probably going to be a power walk because I can't actually run. And I'm the same exact way. Like, I struggle with running. I don't even know if I'm running or jogging at this point.
Help me out. Lori and Royston, whose team are you on?
Team Haley. Adam, if you ever see me running, you better run.
That means something's chasing you, right?
And I'm only going to run then if I think there's a chance I can outrun it. If not, I'm just going to let it happen.
If you're like, they're going to catch me anyway, you're just going to sit there and let it happen to you. Because why bother? Why put in the work?
I'm just going to surrender.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. We're closing out Team Adam and Team Haley this morning. And I am not happy right now with all of the votes that you've gotten for people that don't love to run. They hate to run. I love running and Team Adam is all about it.
I don't know how you're surprised by this. I knew going into this, no one enjoys running. I mean, there are Team Adam votes. There's just very few of them. Amy on Facebook says, I love running. It makes you feel so much better. I do agree. The feeling afterwards is great. If I'm not focused on my knees hurting and my ankles hurting and the blisters on my feet, then I feel great about getting some calories burned.
Hey, D in the Classic City, what you got for us here?
Adam,
I love running. It all depends on what you're running from. I mean, if you're running from a crazy ex-wife or a dog, then that makes it even more challenging.
I don't sign up for those races very often because I can't wrap my mind around paying to run. It's always for a great cause, so I should. I just can't fathom spending $100
okay.
to go run in a race.
Then why do you pay to eat when you know you're going to be hungry later? So what does it matter?
Because I get something from food. I don't get something from running.
Well, sounds like you had another Team Haley vote. So.
Yeah, I'll take all the votes I can get on this
Ridiculous.
One. And I know they're going to keep coming through because I'm telling you, no one enjoys it.
I am not having a good streak. I'm assuming I lost. I'm assuming that.
Well, you won, what was it, Friday, that you finally came out with another win and got off your losing streak. And then I'm pulling out the win again this morning, and I have a feeling this is going to be the start to a long losing streak for you.
I'm glad you're going on vacation then.
That's true.
We can stop that.
I've still got a few days to pull out some wins, and I plan on doing it the rest of this week.
Well, let's not hope so. A Team Haley win today doesn't mean one tomorrow.